Moncrief on News Talk.
But right now, an Irish inventor who featured on Dragon's Den on the BBC last night has wowed inventors with his unique rainproof washing line. The question is, how does it work? I'm delighted to say engineer and inventor Colin O'Brien joins me now in studio. Colin, how are you today?
I'm very, very well and delighted to be here, Tom.
Yeah, this was just last night, wasn't it?
This was last night, yeah. So we went on Dragon's Den, the BBC last night, and it's been phenomenal since then. We went on with two products. As you can see, we've got our Peggy Rain clothesline and we have a roller suitcase, and since the show aired it's just been phenomenal.
And they gave you money, didn't they?
We got investment, and like that was actually 6 months ago. We done the Dragon's Den. I'm a good talker and I'd hold my wish for six months. Yeah. So we did with the BBC, you're not allowed to say anything about it until the show goes out, until last night. So we're able to tell the full story with everything now, and absolutely delighted.
It's such a nerve-wracking thing to look at you know as you're pitching and stuff. It must be hell on earth.
No, it's actually weird, right? Because I was quite confident going in for the pitch, and you had got good products. I was more nervous watching it back last night. So it's a bit like I don't know. I wasn't nervous doing it. We've done it over in Manchester, but what you seen last night was a small snippet. I was actually in there for an hour and 10.
Right.
In the den, getting grilled. So the only thing I was worried about was the numbers. So I wanted to make sure, I'm a good design engineer, but the numbers wouldn't be my forte, but I got through it and we got a great result out of it. So delighted.
It is kind of like an invention business version of X Factor in a way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have to pitch yourself and sell yourself.
Yeah, or Ireland's Got Talent or something.
Yes.
Over in England selling it. It really is. And I think that's what has to come across. And I kind of pitched it as well. Like, we have our Roll Air suitcase and our Peggy Rain, but I was pitching it for other products as well, because I'm quite creative. I've always been designing, developing products for myself or other companies. And we decided to go with our own products now and launch them. And it's going excellent. So it is.
That's fantastic. So tell me about the two. The one in particular is the Peggy Rain.
Yeah. So, the Peggy Rain was first. The initial idea for Peggy Rain, it came about a number of years ago. I asked my mom, is there something I could do to make her life easier? And mom said, if I could come up with something that she doesn't have to rush in and out every time it rains, and that'd be a great product. So mom's name was Margaret and granny was called Peggy, and mom's actually passed away. So when we launched Peggy Rain, we called it Peggy Rain in honour of mom. So it's peggyrain.com. It's an Irish company, and that's been going good and going excellent since last night. Then the second product was, so I was travelling with my girlfriend Jenny, and we were actually out in Asia, and we got a new suitcase, come down the steps to the hotel, the wheels broke. And I was like, and I had that in my head. I came back to Ireland and it was kind of building up in my head. And I said, I've got to design something. So I built a new suitcase. It's called Roll Air, R-O-L-L-A-E-R, like Aer Lingus, rollair.com. I took it to Dublin Airport and I got stopped by two ladies who were heading to New York to go shopping. And they were saying, where'd you get the suitcase? It was the only one I had, right? And they were going shopping in New York and they were saying, the wheels are always breaking on the suitcase.
Yeah.
I love that Roll Air suitcase. So I went back to a guy I work with and I said, look, we'll have to do something on this. So I went ahead, built the suitcase. And then what happened was the BBC picked up a TikTok I had for Peggy Rain. And then they said, we go on with the two products. So we went to the BBC in Manchester with Peggy Rain and Roll Air last 17th of May.
Yeah.
So, and then it was really cool because we'd done the Dragon's Den. I was in at like 5:30. We pitched and then I met up with the Dragon straight away afterwards. And then I was actually hoping to go for a couple of pints that night. And we had a call with his factories at 5 the next morning. So it was straight away kicking off.
No way. Yeah, as fast as that?
Yeah, really good. And actually what it did was, because kind of the times we're in, it helped us to make Peggy Rain at a good price. So if anyone goes on to Peggy Rain website, it's actually available now today for €25.
It's gone down 2 euro. It was 27.
Oh, so 27,
point,
27
it's
euro.
27.
Actually, I have a discount. So anybody who goes on to either website, Roll Air or Peggy Rain, if they type in Ireland, there's a lovely discount for both of them. So
just gets better and better.
Yeah.
This is win-win.
It's two products and they're absolutely flying off the shelves. And by the way, the Roll Air suitcase, it's got this unique roller. So you can take Roll Air across cobble streets, or if you're in Spain on holidays, it doesn't clatter and break like the normal suitcases, and it's really quiet as well.
Most people listening to this, the fact it doesn't make noise is going to be the first thing that gets them.
That's a huge one.
You head off on your holidays, you have these things, people can hear you coming from a mile off.
You're dead right. And I think, is it Dubrovnik or a couple of the cities are looking to ban those suitcases with the wheels because the clang, whereas we've got a soft rubber bottom on the rollers.
And a very wide one as well. You're looking at it and they're not those little small narrow wheels that are made for trouble. They look like almost paint rollers. shoulders down there.
Yeah,
God,
yeah.
Beautiful. Quiet.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't offer to try and buy it from you at the airport?
That's
a brilliant
exactly
idea.
Yeah.
But take me to, talk me through the clothesline in particular, because there's nobody listening to this who's ever washed or tried to dry clothes who won't be thinking, oh, hang on a second, this sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So it's a line to begin with, isn't it?
Yeah, so what Peggy Rain is a clothesline, and you hang out your washing like you normally would.
Yeah.
And what we have is we've got a little cotton tablet that goes inside it, and if that gets wet, it'll sense the rain, and it then releases the cover.
So it's not electronic?
No, it's not electronic. That's why I wanted to keep it very environmentally friendly, keep the cost low. So the little cotton tablets get wet, and when they expand, they just release the cover and it pulls across like a curtain. So if
you make that sound very easy, but I have to be honest now, I'm not really following how something cotton can get wet and then expand.
Do you know what?
And then send a line out. Now, I want to say, as you're getting it out of the package there, I just want to put that image in people's heads of you're off sitting somewhere, you've put out the clothes on the line, you've gone for a coffee, you're having your coffee, it starts to rain, and you smugly pick up your coffee and say, that is no problem to me, my friend.
Exactly.
That is no problem.
So you're originally an engineer, Tom, you like this. So this is a cotton tablet, okay? So when that gets wet,
You're holding it on your hand.
It expands.
It expands very dramatically.
So what I've done is I've got a little sensor here. So that goes inside this.
Okay.
Catches the rain, little tablet in there. Yeah. Once it gets wet, it releases the cover and the cover goes across.
And that's kind of on a spring or something, isn't it?
No, what I've actually done is I decided to keep it environmentally friendly, and we're actually using, we've got a recycled milk container at the end.
Yeah.
So a little bottle of water at the end.
Yeah.
And that does the weight. So
that's a counterweight thing.
Exactly.
It just pulls down.
Exactly. Because I
absolutely brilliant.
Like you being an engineer as well, initially, obviously, I was looking at motorization, but then the cost was getting up and up and up.
That'll rust and give you problems.
Exactly. Whereas this, this is a cotton.
That's sensational.
Yeah, you can put that into the compost bin after. Yeah. So that was
uses in Ireland. Now, a question coming in.
Yeah.
If the weather conditions change, does it go back?
So when if you hang out your washing and it starts to rain, it'll pull the cover out. And so if you go back home, then you can pull it back. It doesn't retract automatically, but what it does is it saves your bacon. If you're ringing home to your significant other, they're not going out to bring the washing in, you can just sit and finish your cup of tea in town and know that the clothes will be covered.
Getting
and
no wetter.
No, exactly. Yes. And they'll still dry a bit undercover as well. So it's actually, they're flying out, like Peggy Rain is flying out all across the UK, all across Dublin, all across Ireland. So I think we've got a few left, but if anybody wants to go on to peggyrain.com, they can check it out, and the same at rollair.com.
You know the way if you win X Factor, it's kind of life-changing.
Yeah.
Is this going to be a bit life-changing?
It actually, to be honest, since it aired last night, it's been been really, really good. And just the look, I think what we do is we develop products that people need, and it's lovely to get your voice out there and to tell people. Like, everybody knows, has a suitcase that the wheels break. They know that Roll Air is fantastic. Everybody's rang home or been told to go bring the washing in. So from that point of view, I'm really, really excited to be able to get that out there.
Because, I mean, how did you start in this? How did you get into it?
Oh, well, I'll be honest, I've been designing stuff since I was probably about 2 or 3 years old. I was that guy, like, say if there was like an old, well, it would have been a VHS or whatever, I would take that apart and I'd make something new out of it. Wouldn't put it back together. I'd make something new. I was also that kid in primary school that might come in with a new invention and show it to people and that kind of stuff. And then all the way through, I loved, it's kind of a passion of mine. I really like making stuff. I love designing stuff. And that's just...
And then you did engineering, did you?
Yeah, so I studied engineering and I went to DKIT and then went to Bolton Street in Dublin. Yeah. And then just before I launched these two products, I was doing some lecturing in engineering in Dundalk. So I was doing some engineering entrepreneurship lecturing. And but I've worked like yourself. I've done submarines in Australia. I've done medical devices UK, like lots of different things for the people. But then now I'm launching Roll Air and Peggy Rain. They're my own babies as such.
These could take you over though, couldn't they?
Oh yeah. Oh, like I'm like,
this could be it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, although there's a few more ideas, but for now we've plenty. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And you did do the Irish Dragon's Den at one point.
I did,
didn't
years
you?
Ago. Yeah, we did actually. We've done that back about 13 years ago, and that was good. It was actually a great experience as well for us. And the only difference I'd say was the scale that we've got from last year.
Sure.
So a bit like Irish X Factor.
What was the product then?
We actually had a different clothesline then. We had a rotary clothesline, but it was, like you said about batteries, it was a good product, but it was quite expensive.
Yeah.
That product was coming in around €300.
Okay.
Whereas you can go onto the website, especially the times we're in, you can buy Peggy Rain now for €25, €26, and with a discount Ireland, it's even cheaper. So I've kind of gone back to an idea I had years ago, and using this as a method, I could do it with no electronics. It's a simpler product, and you can also ship it as a present, and you know, out to somebody quite quick. The other one was a bigger, bulkier product.
You thought of everything, the shipping in it as a present. Well, it should be in marketing as well, with the sounds of it.
Oh well, that's one thing. When I was lecturing, I was trying to tell the students, it's always great to do the engineering, but if you can learn to talk. Now I probably talk too much, but
not at all. It's talk radio.
Well, look, I don't think many people know, but Tom is also a mechanical engineer, so he's a mechanical engineer and he's on the radio, so it's great.
Yeah, I remember a man telling me, just because you're a mechanical engineer doesn't mean you have to stay a mechanical engineer.
Exactly, yeah.
Which I took to heart.
Yeah.
people are asking the tablet. Yeah. Do you have to change that, or how does that work?
Yeah, so you get a big bag of tablets with the Peggy Rain, right. And then you can go onto the website. We'll have more available, I think, by next week as well. So.
And then you reload it then.
Exactly.
After you get home.
Yeah. So if it doesn't rain, they don't get used. If it rains, right.
And it is. People are saying, is it for a rotary washing line? It's not.
No,
really.
It's for a straight clothesline. Yeah,
straight clothesline.
Yeah. So you can use it like any kind of back garden you can have.
I noticed too. All your ideas seem to come to you from people in your life.
Yeah.
One is your mum.
Yeah, Peggy Rain was mum's, and the roller suitcase was my girlfriend Jenny's. So we were just travelling back from Hong Kong and we just took the suitcase down the steps and it broke. And I was going, right, how can I fix that? Now, I didn't do it straight away, but it was kind of festering in my mind. And then I just, one Friday evening, I just said, right, I'm going to build this. And that's when I built it.
Right. And is that how it works now? For those who are at home may think they've got great ideas and are wondering, how can I follow this man and find instant fame and fortune? it's one thing to have the idea, but do you then need to be able to build a prototype? Is that really what it's all about?
Well, I'll be honest with me, it's nearly like a compulsion.
Right.
Like, say I've got an idea in my head and I'm thinking about it. It'll get to a point where I'll just say, right, I'm just taking Saturday, Sunday off. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm going to build it. I don't know. I'm sure musicians have to make a song, but I feel I have to get it out of me. And then I get it out. And then if people like it, great, we'll go and build it. But I'd say if anybody has an idea, I'd always say, go and try it. Like, you don't want to be looking back and saying, I should have tried that. Because what actually has happened to me in the past, I've had ideas that I didn't get a chance to make and I see somebody else has made it. So it's always good if you have an idea to just try and get it out there, because you've nothing to lose, you know.
Right.
Like, just even a little sketch or get it started.
The things that would probably stop most people, though, they think you need to kind of build a case, don't you? Or convert a case, or how does that work?
See, the very first one I 3D printed, I've got a 3D printer in the office, so we 3D printed parts of it and then we actually modified an existing case. Then we brought it to Dublin Airport. Then we got great reactions. So, okay, let's go with this.
So you modified an existing case. That's
the very first one. Yeah.
Right.
And that was really, and I'd done all that in a weekend.
Yeah.
And then I said, right, by Tuesday, and I think there was actually a few of the Ryanair girls were saying, that's a brilliant case as well. I said, right, look, I'm definitely onto this.
You're hitting all the right audience bases with this.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And it was just really, so then I knew I was onto a winner. I had a chat with one of the guys I work with as well. And we said, yeah, let's go for it. So I've done a lot of manufacturing in different parts of the world.
Sure.
So I then said, look, let's kick it off. And then we've...
For somebody who doesn't have those kind of connections, what would your advice be to them?
Oh, look, you can contact people and you'll be able to find it, because it's a lot easier than it was years ago. You can go on and find a place to manufacture your product, or even like, well, see, I was out in Hong Kong just at the start of this. So I kind of had good connections across in different places, but, you know, you can find a lot with Google and ask people. There's lots of people doing product development. So I would just say, don't be shy, one step at a time. And you can get people call. It's like a minimum viable product. That was my initial prototype. Once you get that out there, show it to people. Is it any good? Yeah. Okay. Well, then we'll put a bit of time and a bit of cash in and we'll see what we get from it. So I'd always... Just go for it. You know,
right.
No holding
back.
So
somebody sees something and they're thinking in their head, I might be able to improve this or make it, you know, like the line.
Yeah.
Waterproof it, which is as good as you can get in Ireland.
Yeah.
Sketch something out and then just start Googling, see if people can run it past.
Exactly. Like, we had another product that is actually, it's in development, a bit like that. So my business partner, he said to me, like you were saying, the amount of bicycles stolen in Ireland. So what we did, we had three products last night in Dragon's Den, and we're looking, and my girlfriend had two bikes robbed. And we said, right, well, let's make a prototype. So we designed a new bike alarm. And if anybody goes onto the website, you can leave a link, because we're going to have that out in a few months. But I made the initial prototype, I think, about 3 weeks before Dragon's Den. I had finished a few days beforehand. And it was just a 3D printed part. You can get a 3D printer for a couple hundred quid and then modified some other stuff and built it that way. It's kind of...
How did it work?
So basically... What we've done is we put a bicycle alarm around the wheel hub. Say you got your spokes and the hub. I put the alarm in the middle of the hub. Yeah. So say somebody in Dublin robs a bike, they'll cut the lock or the alarm off and chuck it in the Liffey and they're away.
Yeah.
What I've done is I put the alarm in behind the spokes. If they want to take that off while the alarm is going off, they have to nearly cut the spokes.
So they can't use the bike.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was kind of, and that wasn't me. That was me and my business partner, some lateral thinking. We're actually looking at his wife's bike and we said, look, that's a better way of doing it.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes you're asking about people if they want to develop a product, bouncing it off other people is always good. If you're a little bit insular, you can do it a lot on your own, but it's always good to chat to other people. And then you go, oh, I never thought of that. You know, so I'd
say... The bike alarm sounds great as well.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time.
I might be back in a while, Tom, with that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
So can I give one last shout? So the website for the suitcase is Rollaer, www.rollaer.com. And the clothesline is Peggy Rain, PEGGYRAIN. And if any of you want a discount, you can type in at checkout Ireland and you get a nice discount on both of them.
Good to see Ireland just bringing so many advantages so easily.
Tom, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Tom, an absolute pleasure talking to you
thanks
as well.
A million.
Thanks very much
thanks
indeed.
So much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.